Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. A high near 77. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. And taking a look at Western Iowa news this morning, the driver of a car that was fleeing from a Monona County Sheriff's deputy was injured early Sunday morning after the vehicle crashed on the west side of Ottawa. The Iowa State Patrol says 18-year-old Hannah Steyer of Ottawa was ejected from the 2002 Chevy Monte Carlo she was driving after the vehicle entered a ditch and hit a field drive. The vehicle caught fire after coming to rest. Steyer was flown to a Sioux City hospital after initially being transported by Burgess Ambulance to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. A report on her condition is not available. The incident began when a deputy tried to stop the car for speeding on Interstate 29 at around 1:12 a.m. Sunday. News time is 8:01.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store Online, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to 6 shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper Transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 66-year-old Northwest Iowa man has died after being attacked by a bull. Authorities say the attack occurred around 3 p.m. Thursday at a veterinary clinic in Mapleton. Police say Ronald Rood had left the bull for treatment at the clinic and was picking him up. Police say the bull trampled Rood in a pen as Rood was trying to lead the bull into a trailer. An autopsy was ordered. Members of the CAM Board of Education will gather in the High School Media Center in Oneida this evening to resume discussions and possibly act on approving an agreement with the Nottoway Valley School District for the sharing of a superintendent. The meeting begins at 6:30. Superintendent Steve Pelzer and School Board President Gary Dingla and Board Member Chuck Kinsey met in April with the Nottoway Valley School Board members to discuss a possible sharing arrangement. At that time, the CAM Board voted not to continue discussions with the Coon Rapids Bayard School Board with regard to a similar arrangement. It was also announced in April that Superintendent Pelzer had held conversations with Adair Casey Superintendent Steve Smith about sharing possibilities. The two boards will hold a joint meeting in June or July to discuss those opportunities. The next regular meeting of the Adair Casey School Board is May the 21st, but superintendent sharing is not on their latest agenda. Members of the Nottoway Valley School Board voted during their meeting on May the 8th to enter into agreement to share with a superintendent with the CAM School District. Their next step was to form a committee to draft an agreement for the presentation to the CAM School Board. In other business, the CAM School Board this evening will discuss and or act on any resignations before them, an agreement with Casey Computer Consulting, open enrollment applications, an agreement with the Iowa Western Community College, a preschool recommendations, and air conditioner bids for the Messina School. The board will then enter into a closed session for negotiations before resuming discussion and or action on contracts and a shared superintendent's position. The Griswold and Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District Boards of Education will hold their separate regular monthly meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting begins at 5:45 in the Central Office Boardroom, and during the session, a public hearing will be held with regard to the 2014-2015 school calendar, including an early start waiver and conversion to an hour-based calendar. Later on during the meeting, the board will act on a resolution pertaining to the school calendar, along with taking action on the certified negotiation settlement, Ethernet lease agreement, the 2014-2015 school lunch prizes, adult and convenience fees, and on community groups sending promotional flyers through the school. And in Elkhorn, the EHK School Board will act on resignations, including a preschool aide and teacher, and on approving a memorial bench by the senior class. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. at the high school's Family and Consumer Science Room. The City Council in Ottoman will hold a special meeting at noon today to approve a comprehensive package for a new city clerk. In other business, a compensation package, I should say, for a new city clerk. In other business, the council will change the date or cancel the next regular meeting due to the holiday. They'll also act on approving a request from the Chamber of Commerce with regard to the flight breakfast and approving claims, along with lifeguards, for 2014 and discuss a Tyler handicap stall for Dr. Doug Olson. That meeting will take place again at noon, beginning in the council's chambers at City Hall in Audubon. An organization that celebrates the first road across America has selected Denison as the site for its annual convention. The Omaha World Herald reports 250 to 350 people could visit Denison in June of 2017 when the community hosts the National Lincoln Highway Convention. Deb Rothmeyer of Denison is a chairwoman of the National Convention and current vice president of the Iowa Lincoln Highway Association. She'll become the state association's president in October. The theme for the week-long national conference in Denison will be It's a Wonderful Road, playing off of Denison's theme It's a Wonderful Life, a reference to the movie starring Denison native Donna Reed. The Lincoln Highway was the nation's first transcontinental road for automobiles, stretching from New York City to San Francisco. It roughly follows the route of Highway 30. This year's convention, by the way, is being held June the 17th through the 21st in Utah. A group is expected to ask the City Council in Des Moines today for permission to place pianos outdoors on sidewalks and plazas in downtown Des Moines. City Sounds co-organizer Larry James told the Des Moines Register that the purpose is to generate life on the street and generate activity. James says the pianos have been a real boon to business wherever it's been done because it gets people out on the street. In Iowa City, for example, pianos have become a staple downtown through the city's Tickle My Keys program. The pianos in Des Moines will be bolted to the ground and will be covered and locked overnight and during rainstorms, and they will be taken indoors during the winter. The program would rely on pianos donated through West Music of Urbandale. A man who served North Liberty as mayor for more than 7 years has died following a heart attack. Lansing Funeral and Cremation Service says 61-year-old Thomas Tom Salm died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Iowa City. North Liberty City Administrator Ryan Hare told the Iowa City Press Citizen that Salm was a selfless leader and an honorable man. Salm became mayor in April of 2007 when the city council appointed him to fill a vacant seat left after Mayor Dave Franker's departure. Salm went on to win the November 2007 election by garnering 94% of the votes. He was reelected in 2009 and 2013. Well, this is National Stroke Awareness Month, and Iowans are being reminded of the vital need for quick action with the onset of symptoms. A stroke occurs when blood flow to the brain is interrupted, so damage mounts with each passing minute, says Cassie Wessing with the American Heart Association.
The quicker that you can get treatment and the quicker that you can call 911 and emergency responders know what's happening with you, the better chance you have to survive and suffer minimal damage to your brain.
Wessing says symptoms of stroke can easily be remembered with the acronym FAST, which stands for facial drooping, arm weakness, and speech difficulty, along with time. While a stroke can happen to anyone, research shows a vast majority can be prevented, and Wessing says there are a number of ways to reduce your risk.
We kind of like to say what's good for your heart is good for your brain, so not smoking is a big one. Eating a healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables and grains and omega-3 fish oils, definitely keeping active.
And a stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in Iowa. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the Justice Department plans today to announce criminal charges against Chinese military officials in an international cyber espionage case. A government official says the indictments will accuse Chinese government officials of hacking into private sector companies to gain trade secrets, it is. The official says those to be named in the indictment are current members of Beijing's military establishment. President Obama will meet tomorrow with business leaders to draw attention to efforts to promote foreign investments in the U.S. The Obama administration and key members of Congress have been concerned about the dozens of U.S. companies moving overseas to gain tax advantages. Those overseas moves can cost the federal government billions of dollars in tax revenues. AstraZeneca's board is once again saying no to a takeover offer from U.S. drug maker Pfizer. Pfizer, the world's second biggest drug maker by revenue, has been courting number 8 AstraZeneca since January. Its latest offer was $119 billion. The Vatican's financial watchdog agency says it's seen a spike in the number of suspicious financial transactions being reported. The Vatican's troubled bank has been going through its books to review accounts. The report shows there were 202 mysterious transactions reported to the Financial Information Agency in 2013, as compared with only six a year earlier and just one in 2011. And a Pakistani police officer says a judge has dismissed the case against an American FBI agent arrested over ammunition found in his luggage. The officer said the judge acted after police produced a letter from the Ministry of Interior attesting that the agent was allowed to carry a weapon while in Pakistan and therefore any ammunition was legal. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
This is Alan Josephson from the TV Store Online, your locally owned Dish retailer, and we want to show you the new mobile technology available exclusively from Dish. The Hopper brings possibilities to more devices than ever before. You already know with the Hopper, you can record up to six shows at once, so no more fighting over who gets to record their favorite show. And you can instantly skip commercials in recorded primetime television. But it gets better. Now you can watch all of your live and recorded TV anywhere. The Hopper transfer feature lets you transfer many of your DVR recordings to your iPad and watch them anywhere, even without internet connection. This is entertainment to you on your terms, giving you complete control over when, where, and how you watch TV. The Hopper from Dish. Watch everything and go anywhere. Come try it out at the TV Store, your Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 712-243-3032. Commercial skip feature only available for playback the next day of selected primetime shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, and must be enabled by the customer. Dish Anywhere requires internet and compatible mobile device. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, John Charles Johnny Wagaman, age 93, of Westphalia, died Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for John Wagaman will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ellen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be today at 1 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Ralph Noonan, age 84, who's formerly of Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May the 5th in Minnesota. Services for Ralph Noonan will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lila Mae Nelson, age 82, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lila Mae Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Roger Mathias, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Roger Mathias will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 66-year-old Donlena K. Ellis of Harlan died Wednesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Donlena K. Ellis will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. George Durgo, age 84, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Durgo will be on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clarence Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence Landis will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Paul Comstock, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Comstock will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Ross Warren, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Ross Warren are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.